The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
But today, there are some of the manifests of the presence of God that I think might have caught me off guard back then, but now I'm poised for, because I read about it in Scripture. And in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he was doing back then, he's doing now. And when you read about all throughout Scripture, because Jesus is the Word, then we find that some of the manifests are happening today, Mark, have just been profound.
Is it your opinion that signs, wonders, and miracles that happened in the Bible were just for that time? Where do we get such a notion? Do some of our Bibles possess expiration dates? What is so hard to believe that if God worked in supernatural ways then why not now? Well, friends, we're here to tell you that God is alive and well, and as you'll soon hear, there are some amazing things happening every day, and they're happening right near you. Coming up on Sought Out Radio, we'll tell you not only where you can witness some of these signs and wonders, but perhaps experience them yourself. That's next, right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and joining me once again on the phone is Herb Mark, Sought Out Ministry leader himself. Herb, welcome back, and thanks for joining me on the show today.
Oh, it's good to be here. I love what God is doing with Sought Out, and some things that Mark and you and I get to share today.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And, you know, it would be remiss of us not to thank the listeners also for taking time out of your busy day and tuning in to Sought Out Radio. We so much appreciate your patronage and your regular listening, and we could not and would not do this if it wasn't for listeners who cared so much to tune in and take their time. And so we thank you for that. And we also believe that you're going to be blessed for it, not because of the words that we say, but because of what God wants to say through us.
It's an exciting season to be in, Mark, and you know, just when you say even that God would speak through us, every time we go into these times together, and we've done a number of them now, haven't we, Mark? And we come out just amazed and excited and going, boy, that was really fun. Let's do another.
It is so true. It is so true. And so we like to touch base every once in a while about Sought Out and what our home encounters are about, what they're for, what this ministry does, why it does the things that it does. And so, Herb, I want to just kick it off right here and toss it to you. I'm going to throw you a nice, easy softball, and you're going to hit it out of the park. And that is what?
Okay.
And I just want to say, what were you thinking when you started Sought Out? Why did you do it?
We're going to go back in history just for a moment, if we can. In 1976 is the first time that we started Sought Out. And I know that goes back a ways, and I was a whole lot younger then, too, I want to remind you. And my hair was much darker. And we just thought we would do one retreat, just one, because we saw where Women's Glow was having tremendous impact at the time with the ladies and with the women. And at that time, back in those days, it was also for gospel businessmen, where they were moving very strongly. But there wasn't anything for adolescents, for the junior high and high school. So, Mark, we pulled together just a weekend to answer the gap at that time that we felt that God was asking us to do. And we hosted our very first conference, just a weekend, and I think we're 120 or 130 kids showed up, and we were stunned. We were thinking, you know what, 25, 30, if that happens, we'll have a weekend with them. And no. And it took off from there. And we were having hundreds that would show up. And we would go from Friday night through Sunday afternoon with only 1 2-hour break. Otherwise, the kids were going full bore. We had the kids going full bore. So it spread, and we went into California and Canada with it. I think probably conservative estimates between 5 to maybe as many as 10,000 kids went through the program. So that's what God did over the years. And then when my wife and I were called to pastor, senior pastor of church, is when we passed it off and stepped out of the leadership of Sought Out. Then we were back east ministering there. After a good number of years at our post here in the Seattle area, and then God sent us to the East Coast. We were there for 3 years, came back. I was shocked that when the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, the name Sought Out again. At first, it's a great memory, wonderful things happened, you know, kids that were impacted, delivered, healings, the word put into them, calls and summons were realized. I mean, kids today on mission fields around the world as a result of that profound move that only God did. It wasn't anything that we had in us that was clever, or did we even know what we were doing. You know, I held down a full-time job and did Sought Out, and now he was speaking that to me again. But I didn't catch it until I was taken into a vision. And in this vision is when I realized God was saying, pick it up again. Pick it up again. And that's only been in the last 4 or 5 years, Mark. And let me just say this little thought that was secret in my mind. I said, God, I the vision you've given to me and what it is that you're saying, I need some finances for this, to launch this thing. Mark, within 2 weeks, somebody came up to me and said, are you thinking of starting Sought Out? Now listen, I didn't tell anybody. And this dear lady pulled out a check, her checkbook, and began to write the beginning of launching Sought Out's ministry. And here we are today, 4 to 5 years, somewhere like that, later. So that is a long story, I know, but it just tells that in the heart of God, here we are again, Sought Out. Isaiah 62, verse 12, speaking of the people who are sought after or pursued by God, a God that loves us because we belong to a great high city whose king is King Jesus. And that's our inheritance. And so those who are pursued by the love of God, they belong to a great city. And that's the fact that they've been sought out by God. And that's his ministry, is a continuation of the reach of God's love into people's lives and an affirming of that great high city, the atmosphere of the kingdom, the anointing, God's presence on the earth.
So what do you think is different, Herb? What's different about what was happening with the ministry when it began back in the 70s and the early 80s with just young people, and now some of those young people are adults with their own children who have now had children of their own, which you've been around to see now a second generation of people coming who have been touched by this ministry. What's different?
Oh, Mark, what's different? I'll answer that, what's different, in just a moment, but I forgot to mention to you the granddaughter, the grandma, and the granddaughter's dad, you know. Well, her dad came to our Sought Outs when he was a teenager and was remarkably impacted and changed his life. And this teenager, his mother was so grateful. Well, now here she sits with her son, and now he's a grown man and works for a corporation downtown and prominent in what he's doing. And they're all sitting there. Now the boy, now the man, I should say, his daughter is there. And you're asking what's different. In both installments of this ministry, the power of God has been present. But I think what's different today is just simply some of the things I've dreamed about all my life are beginning to happen now. And it was powerful then. But what's going on today in these homes? I mean, it's a smaller setting. You can only get in so many people into a house. But, you know, it's biblical as it comes because, you know, the home churches or the house churches, when Bethany and I were in Ephesus some years ago, we saw some of those homes that are still existing today. They're not being used as homes now, obviously, but we saw what they were. And there is the picture of just exactly what happened in the day. And as we know, you know, God was moving in the homes, and what God is doing in churches today is powerful, and in homes is powerful. When we did Sought Out in the first administration of it, we were having as many as 450, I think we, you know, was closing in on 500 kids in some of the largest gatherings that we had that would come, and they would hitchhike. They would come from other parts of the state, from Canada, when the word would get out, and we'd, you know, do a Sought Out weekend. But it was powerful then, but we haven't. But today, there are some of the manifests of the presence of God that I think might have caught me off guard back then, but now I'm poised for, because I read about it in Scripture. And in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he was doing back then, he's doing now. And when you read about all throughout Scripture, because Jesus is the Word, then we find that some of the manifests are happening today, Mark, have just been profound.
People are coming to these meetings as they always have, and they're in search of something that they can't find anywhere else. What would you say that is?
I think it's intimacy, Mark. I think I appreciate that question. And people are wanting to know the authenticity of God. Is he real the way the Bible speaks of? And please, I'm not at all saying that we got a corner on this thing. We're just so grateful for some of the ways that he is showing himself real. And there's certainly been times in history gone by where he was even more powerful in other movements, for which, you know, I honor and respect. And the fact that he would come in a few of the ways that he is with us, the fact that he would come at all is so humbling, and we're so grateful, and we're so thankful, and we just wonder, surely the goodness of God is passing in front of us. When we see how he's reaching out to the people, and so people come, and they're hungry, and some come secretly in prayer with God, saying, you know, please, Lord, move this way on my behalf, and we're kind of careful with that, because we're certainly not wanting this to be anything of a where all of a sudden people are putting in orders, God, if you'll do this, and I'll believe. But at the same time, it doesn't seem to intimidate the Lord, because he's doing the things that people come requesting, and because people are searching and they're wanting to be sure, you know, is this God? Because for some people, it's such important, there are such important decisions that they're making, and they're seeking the Lord. And the way that he moves at some of our, all of our home encounters, one way or another, is just really impacting people's lives. Mark, it was in yours and Teresa's home, our last home encounter, where the Lord touched me in a way I've never been touched before. I've always seen it over the years in other people, and how he has come to them and given them joy, and a type of unmistakable joy, because something that pure and sweet and clean isn't from this earth. It can only come from heaven. and he rained on me a little bit in your house while I was trying to, you know, participate in the meeting and lead some of it. And I don't even know if I told you that, but fact is that even those leading the meetings sometimes get really, really blessed. But I think the greatest blessing, Mark, you would know this because you lead these as well, is the fact that when we see someone else touched and blessed, that's the biggest blessing of all.
It is totally the biggest blessing. So this is perfect segue to, I think, what people, you're talking about intimacy with God and what that's all about. I think that's what people are really searching for, that they're hungry for, that they're, you know, week after week, month after month, they're asking, you know, is this all there is? Is this all there is to my walk with God? And, or as, you know, I think some people have said, you know, you open up like Acts chapter 2 and you read about the day of Pentecost and you think to yourself, why isn't this happening to us?
But Mark, it is. And that's what we're saying, is that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I mean, Acts chapter 2 is a huge, what shall we call it, pillar or waypoint, or I mean, what happened in Acts chapter 2 set the stage and the pattern for the church until Jesus comes back. And the fact that when Jesus ascended, the last words he told his guys was to go into the city, wait for power from on high. And he was saying, I don't want you going into the world until you have my ability to do so. And that is that you would love until it costs, even if it costs you everything, that you would keep on loving people. And how do you do that? Well, it's certainly not a kind of love that's intrinsic in us. It can only be from a love that God gives. And his love is anything but fragile, but it's also incredibly powerful, even to the point of raising people from the dead and healing their bodies and clearing bodies and souls from demon activity and everything that we see. These signs shall follow them that believe. And that's happening, and it's happening easily at the home encounters. I mean, there's times when people come and nobody touches a person, and all of a sudden they're healed, and they're going, oh my gosh, you know, this is really fun. Or sometimes a person will come, and all of a sudden they find that the thing that has been deeply lodged inside of them, that has harassed them for so many years, is beginning to come to the surface, and they don't know what to do with that. But we have trained people in these home encounters that know exactly what to do with that, and not to embarrass the people, but to help them free. Even though there's been times when people, all of a sudden you'll hear a scream perhaps as that person is being delivered. Well, scripture is pretty clear. It says that when he casts out demons, the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. And the kingdom genuinely is upon what he's choosing to do in these homes.
That's a good word. So for me, Herb, as I just summarize a little bit of what I've heard you say, you're really feeling like this time at Sought Out, these in these present years and really going beyond, is really about, you know, intimate interaction and developing a greater intimacy with God and encountering his pure love, and also just to accept the fact that what happened to Jesus in his day was not meant to be isolated for that time only, but that it carries forward, and that Jesus lives today, and the Holy Spirit has been released onto the earth can have everything that Jesus had and more, based on what Scripture says, that we can raise people from the dead, we can see people delivered from addictions, we can heal marriages, we can see bodies restored, and people who are brought into fullness and into full health who have diseases, and that and that people can get reacquainted and wrapped back into the arms of God and having a relationship with Him. This,
well, it all has to do, the circle of this whole thing is love.
Yes.
And I just make that a strong statement. It's love, Mark. And I know every person who's listening longs for that. They long to be loved, and they long to be known. And God knows us. He knows what we need. And I tell you what, He is powerful. He's so strong. And He's strong on our behalf. And when we come together, He shows His strength. And I got to tell you, I don't think there are two home encounters that are the same. They're always unique.
Never.
In their own ways.
They
yes.
Are.
Yeah. Mark, and all of the ones you've been to, have you ever seen one that's the same?
No, they're like a fingerprint.
Well, said. They really are.
Every experience is different. Every flow, every feeling, worship is different. The ministry is different. The people are different. The people are different. So right there,
yeah.
God is not a robot, and He's not looking to program us into robots. And so, yeah. Therefore, everybody that shows up brings a different life and walk and experience with God, or to the home. And so it totally flavors every meeting that we have.
Yeah, and Mark, that's well said, because people continue to evolve, and this experiences that they're going through, can even be different from home encounter to home encounter. So it makes sense that it isn't cookie cutter. It makes sense that the Holy Ghost comes and He is attending to His people of their needs for that hour.
So, Herb, that we've just got a minute or so left. What would you like to say to our listeners before we close?
Well, Mark, one of the verses that stands out to me over the years is Isaiah 58. And in here, it talks about people in their walk with God and the kind of fasting that they do. And in this story right here, they're challenged because here we find man's way of doing it, God's way of doing it. And God brings a correction to them. And He said, there's two areas that are important to me, that you set people free and you feed them. So in this place, not only in the natural side of feeding, how people going to hear the gospel if their tummies are hungry? Feed them, then tell them the good news. But there's another part in this where it also talks about the chains of injustice and the cords of the yoke, that you break every yoke. And we're dealing with setting people free so that they could come to the knowledge of the love of God. In both instances, there's a practical and a spiritual side to the love of God. And in our home encounters, we're working with people with the natural and then also the spiritual side. And I just really long for people to know that the love of God is happening in the home encounters, because when we respond to people in the way that the kingdom aligns us and asks us to do that, verse 8, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard, and then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and the Lord will say, here I am. And it goes on for more of a definition here. But the Lord will guide you always, satisfy your needs, and strengthen your frame. I think that America is in a treacherous place, and people are wondering what's next. And God's pulling us into an intimate interaction, which is a word for 2016 that the Lord gave to me. And that this alignment to America and also the kingdom of God touching earth through intimate interaction with our God is the answer, and people are hungry for it. And that's part of what's happening in the Sada home encounters, and then also our larger gatherings when we ask all of those in the different home encounters to join us for an evening of worship, the word, power, signs, following. And the lady friend, 70 years old, had a hard cast on her legs for 7 years, And on this particular evening, Jesus touched her, and she took off her hard casts, gave her cane away, and walked on her own. She walked out of the meeting that night. This is what Jesus is doing.
Thanks, Herb. Friends, as Herb explained, all the great things we see happening during the day at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, those things are happening at Sought Out Ministry meetings right near you. Please plan to attend one of our meetings coming up soon. If you're in need of prayer, ministry, or a healing, won't you come and give God a chance to show you how real He is? Turning our attention to our calendar, coming up on April 17th, we'll have a home encounter in Stanwood, and on April 24th, we'll have a home encounter in Shoreline. Both events start at 5 p.m. Looking ahead to May, on the 15th of May, we have a home encounter scheduled right now for Snohomish. And on June the 12th, there'll be a home encounter in the Everett area. Again, all these events start promptly at 5 p.m. Of course, as usual, all of the events are captured on our website. For addresses, dates, and times of our Sought Out Ministry events, just go to isoughtout.com and follow the links to events. Well, I'm afraid we're all out of time. For Herb Marks, thanks again for joining us. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.